some friends you gain, some you lose. In the back of your mind, you're looking for love, but found the blues. That's why I come from far away, to take away the blues. And I've come to say, I wanna be more than just somebody. I wanna be more than just a friend. I want to be more than someone special, 'cause special friends sometimes they won't understand.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the A New Day Show. Today is an extremely special segment of today's show.
Hello.
Good morning. Good morning. You're
good
on live.
Good morning. Just calling to wish you all the best today on your show.
Osa, is this Juliet?
This is Juliet.
Good morning. How are you?
I am fine. And you?
I am wonderful. You know, today is a non-traditional segment of the show. As
okay.
You know, I have lost a very dear friend.
Yes,
as a matter of fact, a lifetime friend. And I decide I am devoting today's show to Professor Clive N. Brown and for a lifetime of friendship. So I want to thank you for being the first caller. I know you had not met him, but you heard about him, and
I certainly did.
I know how special he is to me. So I hope you'll be able to listen into the show.
I am. I'm listening.
All right. So thank you so much. And if you have anything else to say later on, you can just raise your hand and I will put you back on. So thank you again for calling.
Thanks. Have a great show.
Thank you. Yes, that was my dear friend and spiritual sister, Juliet Podar. And she was just calling in to wish me all of the good things today. And for those of you who are listening live, I greatly appreciate you. You know what my team song says. And what better day to play that song for a dear friend, somebody who I've known all my life. And Tagore says in one of his quotes in Book of Wisdom, he says, when a man battles with his soul, the life and the soul of the whole world enter and he is free. And I know today that Clive is free from all the agony and pain, but we're not going to focus on all that the past few months of aching and everything was for him. But we just want to celebrate, and I'm saying we because I'm just hoping that some of his friends will call in. I know a lot of them called in this morning when we were having technical difficulties. I am also going to be reading a lot of poetry today. I am going to be reading some different quotes, and I'm going to be playing some music in between and entertain the calls and conversation from the people who will call in. For those of you in the chat room, I love and appreciate all of you. Some old-time listeners are Miss Pretty and others. I want to thank you for stopping by and for your support, as always, on the show. And before we continue, I want to read another quote from Tagore, and it reads, "We encounter this surprising paradox between us. The whole appears as a multitude. The appearance is opposite to the truth, and yet it is inseparably linked." And as we go on in our lives, we oftentimes get into different relationships, may it be business or personal or networking or just happenstance, that we encounter different people. And oftentimes we tend to neglect these relationships, and we don't pay a lot of attention to them. Sometimes these relationships are for a time or a season or for a lifetime. Well, not lucky, but I was blessed that the friendship between Professor Clive N. Brown and myself was a lifetime of friendship, a friendship that started back 1965 on the sunny island of Jamaica. And even though we went our separate ways and reconnected and then disconnected again, what a blessing it was for the latter part of his life when we reconnected our friendship and was able to enjoy each other and share amazing, wonderful stories. And I made a decision to dedicate this show to Clive today because I want to encourage my listeners to live life to the fullest. I want to encourage you to treasure the relationships that you have. Let the people in your life know how special they are to you. And if you have any little mishaps that's happening in your family, whether extended family or biological family, I want for you to take the time to mend them. Please do not allow material things to get into the way of relationship, because before you know it, that person that is so dear to your heart may no longer be here for you to express that to them. Little did I know last Wednesday when Professor Brown said to me, "Your show is from 10 to 12, right?" And I said to him, "What are you doing? Are you keeping a tab on me?" And he said, "No. I was just thinking if that's the time that the show goes for." And I said, "Yes, the show is from 10 a.m. until 12. Little did I know that 1 week later, that the same show he inquired about would be devoted to him. And at this time, I want to let you know that you can call in, and the number to call in is 646-915-8166. And I will entertain your comments or remarks. If you are a friend of Professor Brown, you can say how long you've known him, and if there's any impact he made on your life, you feel free to share that. If you're a past student of him, please go ahead and let us know that too. He has he had dedicated his life and career 30 years in the this educational system in New York City. And he is just a phenomenal gentleman, hardworking, dedicated, and all of that. And I just pray that other people will call in today to express their sentiments of him. And if anybody's listening from Jamaica, hey, call in and let us hear what your thoughts are about Professor Clive N. Brown, who has gone home to be with the Lord. And I am so blessed that I was able to be with him and to share all the blessings that the Lord has bestowed upon us, and to know that I will see him again in heaven, because he went home with a glorious bright smile and an outlook of peace on his face. And here is the first piece of poetry that I want to dedicate to Professor Clive N. Brown. And it says, my favorite wishes for you. For you to always find whatever you seek from life and more, not just happiness, but joy and a life that is better than you ever imagined before. For you to feel safe and secure. For you to feel strong and self-assured. Fully able to enjoy the blessings of this day and all your beautiful tomorrows. For you to always take care to feel good about yourself within. For you to be well and always feel as wonderful as you always look to me. For you to remember that my light will always shine for you. That you will never be without a dear friend to talk to. You will never be without someone who loves you and cherishes you, the person that you are. You will never be without someone who hopes for the best in everything you do. You will never be without me, wishing nothing but good things for you, Clive Brown. At this time, there is a song that I just got this past last weekend, and I just want to go ahead and play this song. This song is by Bethany Schmid, and the song is More. And Clive, this is for you.
Here I go.
Melodious, amazing Bethany Schmid. And, oh, this song just came into my life at the right time. You know, I'm saying, yes, I want more, because what a wonderful friendship we have had over the years. And although I know God knows best, you know, we always want more of that thing that is good. And what I am committed to doing now is not to mourn, but just to celebrate. Celebrate the relationship that I've had with Clive over these years, and the friendship, and for the example and the etiquette that he has exemplified. You know, he was a man of high quality and high values and high morals. I remember when he graduated from high school, and you know, he was always good at figures. He was good at numbers, and when he graduated from the Harrison Memorial High School in Montego Bay, St. James, Jamaica, the principal had him to come back to tutor other kids in math. And the tutor the principal paid him to tutor the other students. And Clive did not spend the money that he collected from tutoring the other student at the school. Clive saved up all that money, and his mother, Mrs. Brown, Mrs. Minnie Brown, Aunt Minnie, as everybody else used to call her, she was one of the first families in Tower Hill, St. James, to own a refrigerator, because she was working in the tourist industry at Round Hill, where she would always be the housekeeper for all the affluent people that came to the Trial Golf Course. And she cooked for them, and she did all of that. And at work, she was accustomed to be having a refrigerator. Yet at home, there was no refrigerator. So Clive saved his money up and bought Mama a refrigerator. So she was the first one in the district to have a refrigerator. And that is always something that he was proud about. You know, a couple weeks ago we were talking and he reminded me of that. He said, do you remember that Mama was the first to get a refrigerator? And, you know, as the years went by, I had forgotten about that, especially when we had went our separate ways. But who knows? I think God had him remind me of all these things because he knew that I was going to need it for this show today. So, you know, in spite of all the other things that might have happened or didn't happen, I want to celebrate all the great things that he did. I remember when I was going to nursing school and I had to do my internship in Savan Lamar Hospital. And I remember we didn't have a car then. And Clive was working at the tax office and he went to Mr. Corbett, which was one of the senior officers there. And he told Mr. Corbett that I was going to Savan Lamar to do internship and I'll have to take the bus. And he was going to take the bus with me to go and then to take the bus and come back. And Mr. Corbett said to him, oh, no, Mr. Brown, you can take me home. And you can use my car to take her. And Mr. Corbett had a gray Angler car. And he drove me there. And Mr. Corbett normally allow him to use the car three times a week to come and visit me right down there. So, you know, all these things is what I celebrate in our friendship today. And we have a caller. Caller, you're on live. Your last four digits are 4468. Can you say your name and where you're calling from, please?
Hi, my name is Sherry, and I'm calling from Paterson, New York.
Hello, Sister Sherry, my spiritual sister. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
And how is Brother Eric doing today?
Oh, very well, thank you. Very well.
Yes, well, you know today's show is a non-traditional segment. Today's show is totally dedicated to Professor Clive N. Brown. And as you know, he was a long lifetime friend of mine. And I know you had a brief moment with him.
Yes.
So I want to thank you for calling in, and I don't know whether you have any thoughts that you want to express about the professor.
It was just a pleasure to meet him the one time I did, and I was looking forward to spending more time with him and yourself.
Yes.
But what I do want to say is that I treasure the experience, and I also like to say that it's your experience and going through your grief and your uniqueness of your grief with this
and
others, and that also that God deals with us differently.
And
uses it differently for his kingdom.
Yes.
Which is great and wonderful. It also makes you stop and think of the meaning for your one's own life.
That's right.
To make you stop and redefine your own life. And
Exactly.
To hear your memories is great because it's uplifting and it keeps keep life alive.
Yes.
And I just wanted to say that. And
yes.
I think it's nice that the Lord has designed this just for you.
Yes.
You know, because one has to think of it that way too. That this is a unique experience, and it's our walk and our journey in grief is all unique.
Exactly, because I remember Shari, it's not too long ago that we lost your mother.
Yes,
and
yes.
We understand, we went through that grief, but then we know the impact that she had left. We look on the family she rears between you and your brother and your sister, you
yes.
know, and the leadership role that you, all three of you, carry out. And I tell you, Shari, you were so strong going through that. And each day I would say to the girls, I don't know how Shari does it. I don't know how Shari does it. And now I find myself where I am, losing somebody so dear and so
yes,
close.
Yes.
And I am finding so much strength. Yes, there are days when I'm crying.
Yes,
but
yes.
as I reminisce over these things, it's the simple uh-huh. thing. And we uh-huh. want to just go straight down to basics so the listeners will understand. It doesn't
yes.
matter how minute these things are.
Right.
When
right.
when our loved ones are no longer around, we treasure them.
Yes,
Little did I know that the simple voice mails that he would leave me
mm-hmm.
would I connect to them this much. Last Wednesday he asked me, is the show going from 10 to 12? Did I know that this week's show was going to be devoted to him? No.
And
we are sharing this, Shari, to let people know that let every minute count.
Count, yes.
Let every minute count. Shari, if there were three things that you would share with listeners that they need to focus on in whatever relationship they are in, you know, whether family, extended family, co-workers, or just people that you know you bump into once in a while, what would these things be?
Life's a journey.
Yes.
And you have to walk it out.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you have to treasure each moment, each time, each thing mm-hmm. that you go through. I mean, everything we do, we go through the spiritual, emotional, intellectual,
mm-hmm.
and physical thing of reactions to loss. And
yes.
and you have to walk it through. You really have to walk it through. But you also, I believe, with people that you come in contact with, you have to hold on to these things. These things,
that's
these
right.
things that you go through, you
mm-hmm.
treasure. Because when
right.
you lose them,
mm-hmm.
This is what you create and hold on to.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Those experiences.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I think
yes.
these unique experiences that
mm-hmm.
you, things you go through are unique
mm-hmm.
experiences
mm-hmm.
that
mm-hmm.
God gives to you to build you and give you character.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
To make
mm-hmm.
you come back into complete balance with him
mm-hmm.
and his
mm-hmm.
kingdom. And you
mm-hmm.
know, after a while, you walk it out and level it right out.
That's right.
But you
that's
do
right.
cry. You do go through these deep things. You
mm-hmm.
you grab for those things that hold
mm-hmm.
treasures to your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And but doing that throughout the whole time, it is
mm-hmm.
him who walks you through it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you have to a lot of times let go and let God carry you.
Amen. Amen. You know, Shari, I don't know if I have said this to you before, but I just want the world to know that you are a powerful woman. You are a spirit-filled woman. And you mean so much to me. I just treasure you. Because even in your time when you are going through your adversities, you have found time to minister to other people, to love people, and to give of yourself. You went through a challenging time a few months back. And we are here this morning. As a matter of fact, this show can be in praise for you too. Because that challenge that you were going through, God has helped you to conquer that.
Yeah.
And we just want to thank God for giving you a multiple chances to continue to do his work. You
yeah.
are a role model. You're an example for others to follow, Sherry. And Sherry, I just love you. You know, we love you. This says in the spirit, we love you and we love Eric. We just love you. And we just thank God for bringing you us in our life. And, you know, I'll not forget when you met Clive and I said, well, what do you think, Sherry? You said, I don't know, because I got to talk to him one-on-one.
Yes, and I was looking forward to that. I did believe I had to talk to him a little more, you know. I did, but I enjoyed his company that night. I loved hearing you laugh and enjoy him and all the other folks. It was a joy. It was a joy, and I can only think that it's just amazing that God has trusted you with this particular time, and I guess you were perfected to the way in which He wants to show forth His kingdom. Mm-hmm. You know, and I give praise to God for that. You know. Yes. I mean, anything of any achievement, I give Him the glory.
Hallelujah.
By all means, it's Him. And it's by His grace we walk through all of this turmoil. By
That's
His grace.
Right.
This is by amazing
His grace.
Grace.
By
and,
His grace.
And through it all, we just worship Him.
Amen.
So
Amen.
Worship
Amen.
Him through it all. You know?
Amen. You know, that was another thing you said to me when I shared with you about His passing, because although you and I go to the same church, we now attend two different campuses. And I remember you say to me, don't forget to get your praise on when you go Sunday, girl. Get your praise on.
Yes,
keep your praise on. And I'm telling you, for a long time, I never sat in the front row, Sherry. And I was sitting in the front row.
Uh-huh.
And Clive was supposed to be there because he was going to come to the production. But you know what happened. And when I was kind of crying and going off, I heard your voice, girl, get your praise on. Get your praise on in my head. And I just raised my hand, and I just got my praise on. And, you know, I'm just so thankful. I'm just so thankful that we can come here and tell people that in spite of the adversities that we go on, we shall rise.
Rise, yes.
With wings like eagles.
Yes.
And will soaring. So I thank you, and I want to thank guest number 7386 and 7432 for joining the chat. Feel free to call in. The number is 646-915-8166. Or if you have something you want to say and you want to type it in the chat room, I will read it for you. So thank you so much, Sister Sherry, and give Eric a nice, sweet, juicy kiss for me.
I will.
Okay. I love you, my sister. I hope you
I love you so much back.
Continue listening. You have a blessed day.
Yes, thank you.
You're very welcome. Yes, that was my spiritual sister and friend, Sister Sherry Berlin, out of Patterson, New York. And I want to share one more poetry here. And it says, you can be more than you dream. And this is very fitting because I remember, I have another caller here. Okay, I just lost them. Okay, caller, you hang up, so please call back. Okay, I remember this poem is entitled, You Can Be More Than You Dreamed. And I remember the many evenings. There's a place in Jamaica, in Montego Bay. We used to call it Coral Wall. It was right in the heart of the tourist section of the town, and there was a cement wall that we could sit on. And because Clive worked at the tax office, I would sit on the wall and wait on him to finish balance his cash. He was always in the cash, that little cage there. And because he likes figures, nobody else liked to go in there. But he always cherished when they put him in there. And I would sit up at the coral wall and I would wait on him to come and all of that. And he was always talking about all the things that he wanted to do. And some of those things, they were not available in Jamaica. And he knew that he had cousins here and relatives here in the United States, and that he would be able to come here and go to school and to have and live all his dreams. And the poem reads, "Believe that you are far more wonderful than you ever dreamed to imagine, because you are. Believe that you can be more than you have ever dreamed, because you can. Believe that you have more courage than you see, because you do. Believe that you are stronger than your fears have allowed you to know, because you are." Caller, I have you on, but just allow me to finish this poem and then I will take your call. Believe that you can love more fully than you ever thought, because you are able to. Believe that you are truly more unique and special than you have ever allowed yourself to acknowledge, because you really are. Believe it, if it is true.
Can you hear?
Believe it, it's the last thing that you do. Believe it, because it's true. Good morning, caller. Your last three digits are 2360. You're on live. Would you state your name and where you're calling from, please?
Hello, my dear friend Daphne.
Hey, Dara.
Hello, love. How are you, sister?
I am wonderful. It's not,
oh,
today is a day of celebration for me. And
it is.
I'm just so thankful that God has given me the strength to be able to dedicate this show to my lifelong friend. And I think it was a reason why God did not have me book a guest today, because he saw it fitting that I should devote this show. And I thank you, because I know you're on the road traveling into New Jersey or someplace, right?
Yeah, to the airport to pick up a friend. Yes.
And you know, we are today being a day when we're talking about how precious friendships are, and for you to be on your way to pick up a friend and to take time to call in to the show that is celebrating friendship, that is amazing.
Well, you bring a tear to my eye, my dear, because I so value our friendship. You have no idea. And when I got the word that Clive had passed so suddenly on Friday, of course I was at work, and you know that.
Yes.
I couldn't believe it, and then the shock. Of course, the people I work with at the hospital came around me and just like, "What's wrong?" And so when I hung up from my husband,
mm-hmm.
called them, and then I had to tell them the story.
Yes.
This love affair that had gone on, and it was first love, and then how, you know, there was the separation of time because of the case and all that, and then how you remet and started to get to know each other, and it was an absolute fairy tale story for me.
Wow.
I just swear I want to cry, because I said to you, I have to see this book.
Yeah.
And I see God work through this. I can't wait to see his finished product, because I was so happy for you. I was so happy for you. And I couldn't believe he would be God was going to be so good. So, yes. Daphne, and I know you're such a woman of faith, and that's what I so love about you. Because if there's anybody that can pull themselves up from this, it's you.
Thank you. Thank you.
But at the same time, I've never found myself actually saying this and believing it. God, why?
Yes.
Why?
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. And, you know, Dara, I don't know, you probably wasn't listening before because you're on, and I don't know. I know you're not a techie geek or anything, so you probably wasn't listening, but Shari just called in, and all of you had just met him once, and you were at that event, and Sherry just called in and she expressed what it meant to her when she met him and all of that. And, you know, you remember how we lingered at that place. We were there until the wee hours because we were having fun. We were chatting and we were just having a wonderful time. Little did we know that that was going to be the only time that you guys be in his presence.
It was like the Last Supper, Daphne, the way we were all lined up.
Yes. Isn't that something, the way the table was set and everything? Dara, you are so right.
Yeah.
My God.
I think back, even before the tragedy, I think back, I'm like, it felt like the Last Supper. I wonder if there were 12 of us.
We're going to have to count the picture because I think there were 12 of us.
Interesting.
Why don't we go ahead and count? Because I think there were 12 of us. There was George, there was Charlie, there was Lynn, there was Jean, there was Joyce, there was Dara, there was Alicia, there was Terry, there was Trish, there was Leon. Did I call you already?
Yep.
And then there was Clive and I. So there were 12 of us.
There were 12 of us, baby.
My God.
My God. So
my God. My God.
Yeah.
My God.
No coincidences.
My God.
Mm-hmm.
And there were other people who should have been there and they did not make it.
Right.
Or rest there. And the 12 came. My God.
Mm-hmm.
My God. This calls for celebration because this is helping us to mold our lives and to be more aware and to be so alert as we go through each day of our life on this life journey.
Exactly. And to appreciate each moment and know that it is, in fact, the way it should be.
That's right.
It is for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we are. Celebrate each day and everyone in it.
Yes, yes, yes. And I tell you, Dara, I knew before this tragedy, I knew the type of friends I have because I do not have relatives in Connecticut. I knew the caliber of friends that God had entrusted me to. But since this incident last Friday, everyone has just stepped up with diamond crowns on their heads. When it comes to pampering me and just loving me unconditional, I know when I called George, George said to me, I'll be right there. I called Pastor Ernestine, and she said, I'll be right there. And we head on down to the city.
I was so elated when he told me it was Pastor Ernestine.
Yes.
I knew God was with you.
Yes.
I said to George, oh, no. I said, you can't be just driving her down alone, George. You need to drive her, of course, but someone else has to be there.
Yes, yes.
And I said, no, call Patricia. I don't know her number, but call someone. And I was so, so happy it was her. I was like, how perfect.
And God has everything just lined up. He put everything in order because People are just ready. I have not asked anyone to do anything, and they have said no. Everybody's saying yes. On Saturday, I had to go to Joel's memorial. Joel is my friend Olivine's daughter who passed on. And Mark drove me. Mark Gibbard has never driven in New York City. And he drove me down to New York City for the memorial service in the heart of the city, in the village. Now, if that is not love, you tell me what is. You know?
He said,
I never think I would drive in the city. And I said, this is the first time. He said, oh, no, the last time. I said, no, don't you ever say never. You know? And this is what friendship is supposed to be about.
That's right.
Unconditional love and support.
That's right. Especially in your hour of need.
That's right. Because sometimes we let little silly things get in the way of our relationships. But, you know, I just want to remind everybody, don't let the sun go down on those things. Because it might never rise the next day for either of us.
That's right.
You know?
That's right.
And I know, go ahead.
It does sound cliche. And, of course, we live with that knowledge, and we take it for granted, those words.
I know out of the 12 people that were there, you and Terry were the ones that were sitting closer to the professor and had long dialogue with him. Would you like to share what that was like?
Would I like to hear what that was like?
No, would you like to share what that was like for you?
Sure. Well, I told him, you know, he so reminded me of a professor I had once, and he was one of the toughest professors I had ever had, but he was also the most brilliant. I just so admired him, and he was from Africa. His name was Dr. Oku. I was telling Clive about him because he commended your attention when he spoke. I say this of Oku and Clive. He also commended your attention. Just the way he articulated himself, he had such command. He just was able to make great eye contact and such confidence. You know, it was amazing. And then he asked me, of course, difficult questions. No, you don't expect him to ask, if you have children, no. He wants to know if this professor was from the bush. I'm like, excuse me? He said, well, you say he was from Africa, but was he from the bush?
Oh, my God.
I wish I could remember. I think he was. I said to him, because he used to tell a story of how he actually, as a child. Hello?
Yes, I'm here. You're on.
Hear another voice. He actually, as a child, would run around naked. He ran around naked, running through. Bush. So, yes, he was from the bush. Yes, he was. He said, I thought so. He said, now, was he a prince? Oh, my goodness, I don't know about that. And then he told me about how, you know, there are many of them, and they're the privileged ones, and they're usually the ones that can come to the United States and get an education, go abroad anyways and become educated. So this I couldn't answer him, but I know one thing, whether he was a prince or not, knew the value of an education, professor, and he knew the value of a family, and did not appreciate in any way laziness at all. Right. I mean, this was a class on history, if you will, Western civilization, as a matter of fact, and he made us memorize, then we had to recite them, and then, you know, he very demanding, but you know what? He raised our consciousness.
Right.
Where, you know, even the littlest of things, I still remember. And I recognize that similarity in Clive.
Mm-hmm.
He's a little intimidating. Clive's a little intimidating to me because he reminded me of this gentleman who to be such an intellectual.
Mm-hmm.
And I was saying to some of my friends after he passed that if there was anyone that was his equal, it was you. Of where you come from. You know, I don't know how many degrees he had. Completely his equal. And when you walked in that evening, you walked in, I remember what you were wearing. His black fine suit with that bold red tie.
Mm-hmm.
Your black dress with the red accents. You absolutely look like royalty. And that vision never left my mind. And he with his cane, and then your friend there humming that royal. I'll never forget that.
Wow. You know, it's amazing that you say that because I always tease him. I said, just having a simple conversation with you is like doing a thesis. And he laughed because he says, oh, you know, a lot of times when people meet me and I tell them I'm an accountant, they don't believe because I know the English language so much. They think I'm an English major, you know. And
exactly, just like you.
It's so funny because Trish Cook said, oh, when we met him, we said, oh, he's just right for you because he's just as proper as you. I say, you know me for 9+ years and I never know that you thought I was proper. You know?
Yeah.
But it's just the amazing things. And this is the memories that we are going to hold of him. I remember when he was getting dressed and he had ironed about 6 different shade of red ties because he wanted me to choose which one he should wear to that event, you know, because he knew it was my birthday dinner and he just wanted everything to be perfect. And we were late and all of that, but he was saying, I can't believe why you're late for your own thing and all of that. But those are the things that we are going to remember him by, and we are going to be laughing about it and everything. And, you know, I am just so thankful that we were able to spend these last days together and just to, like, went over our childhood and stuff. Because he was, like, talking about fruit trees that was at his mother's property and all of that stuff. And sometimes after people go are no longer with us, we ask, I wonder if they knew that they were going, you know, because of the things they were saying. But the example he leave for us is just for us to continue to do our best. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to, you know, expound on that thought. It's so true. Before people die, you know, I've a little study myself on death.
Yeah.
And of course, working in the medical field, I've had a share of those that were about to pass. Suddenly, you know, it was expected. And that is not uncommon for them to go back in time and remember everything. It's almost as if it's part of the process.
That's right.
Even if they don't realize it.
Yes.
And we don't realize that that's what's going on.
We don't either, because I didn't. Every little thing in detail, every little thing from 1965 when we first met, everything in detail as if it was yesterday. He never missed a beat on it.
And I wonder if you had this conversation with him, let's say 30 years ago, in the peak of his career, or 20 years ago, whatever, when he was, you know, bogged down with life,
would
he have had that sense about him? Probably not.
You know, and when God prepares us, he prepares us, you know? And this was,
I'm sorry.
I'm saying when God prepares us, he prepares us. And now, this conversation is what we call hindsight. And I think what the listeners will get from this is to be more observant and to be more detailed in our relationships and our conversations.
Yes.
Because we're going to look and we're going to say, oh, this is what we heard on that tribute and all of that.
So
not that we are telling... Go ahead.
So therefore, choose your words wisely.
Yes. 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 Because know that when we open our mouths and those words escape, we
mm-hmm.
cannot harness them to take them
nope.
back.
Damage is done.
The damage is done.
Or the good that you shared is done. Mean it
done.
Or not.
Exactly. Right. That's right. You know, I have a friend up in Hartford, Dr. Moonchilds, and she has on her voicemail, if you can't say something good, close your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And I
mm-hmm.
always think about that statement often, because people, you have control over your mouth, what comes out. So if you don't feel anything good coming, clench on your lips so they keep sealed.
Right.
Because it is going to be too much drama to clean up that thing that came out
yeah.
that's not good.
That's right. Well, and as they say, out of the mouth, the heart speaks.
Exactly.
Or is it the
exactly.
other way around? Out of the heart, the mouth speaks. Which is it?
Yeah, out of the heart,
yes,
the mouth
the
speaks. Yeah, yeah, yes. But sometimes, too, there's something not so good coming from the heart, you know?
Right.
And you got to know how to decipher them.
Exactly.
You got to know how to decipher them.
Exactly.
Well, my darling friend, I thank you for calling. And you have a nice trip. Do you have anything else you would like to say?
I just want to ask you, how are you doing?
I am doing so much better today. Yesterday was a challenging day. But as I pray and I ask God to give me the courage, because it wasn't until late last night, I was planning to do a repeat segment. And it wasn't until last night at 11:30, the Lord said, I should dedicate today's show to Clive. And I just went on my computer and said, well, it is done. I'm doing it. And I'm
I heard
it good now. Huh?
One of the things George told me that but it was mentioned, I guess, by Ernestine, was that this was probably a time of closure for him.
Yes.
Your
yes. time
together was brief.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this past year when you
mm-hmm.
renewed your friendship, if you will.
Yeah.
But probably, you know, a God-given thing. But
yes.
Mm-hmm. A gift for him and you.
Yeah, and I said to somebody, you know, I'm holding on that he started his life with me and he ended it with me.
Oh, my God.
I'm not worrying about all the in-betweens. That is it, Dara. He started with me 1965 and he ended it with me 2011. And that's what I am holding on to.
And, you know, life is like that. You just don't know, and you can't predict. But I know one thing. That's where you have to appreciate every day. And the gift
every day
with him,
mm-hmm.
as short as it was, you had him. You have
mm-hmm.
to give his company, his friendship, and his
mm-hmm.
presence.
Yes.
As short as it was, that was
mm-hmm.
a gift.
Mm-hmm.
Because nothing is meant to be permanent. Nothing.
That's right. That nothing. Nothing. One day, all we have, Dara, all that you and I have is this moment. And this is why we need to remain in the moment, in
mm-hmm.
the now.
In the now.
Because you and I don't know what 1:30 is going to be. We don't even know what 1 o'clock is going to be.
No.
We just know about now.
When we are in heaven, I want you to be my friend there, too.
Well,
because I love you.
I don't think God is going to have it any other way. I think that he's going to put us in the same house. I think all of my friends, we're going to be in a duplex.
Yes. And you can do the cooking.
Oh, girl, hey, you know I'm bad at that already.
I love you
cooking everything.
I'm going to be cooking. Your yams, your mackerel, your ackee.
Everything.
And your fresh.
I'm telling you, we're going to have a feast. We are going to have a feast. And, you know, God is so good that in spite of everything, we can just pick the good out of it.
That's all you can do.
You know, that is all. That is all we can do. And whomever is listening to this segment, whether they're listening on the computer, they're in the chat room, or they're listening through the archives, remember to always remain in the now, because this is all we have. We don't know what's going to happen 2 minutes from now, but we have now, and we must remain in the now.
In appreciation.
And appreciation
and
of the now.
Appreciation. Yeah, and an appreciation. And still, I don't understand God's way. I've decided.
We don't understand because, you know, when I went into the morgue, I look up to God and I said, why?
Yes.
I ask why. And it's not that I doubted him.
Right.
But I ask why. And because I can just go through and pick out all the wonderful things we have done together from way back when to the latter, I have a lot to give thanks for. I have a lot to celebrate for.
Yeah.
And it is now preparing me for these friendships that I still have. You know?
Yes.
That we're going to do what we got to do when we're not going to put it off any longer. We're just going to do it now, in the now, whatever we can do now, and just enjoy it.
Absolutely.
So.
Amen. Amen.
I want to thank you for calling in and drive safely. And in the same token, I want to thank guest 8241 for joining the chat room. And I want to remind people the phone number to call in is 646-915-8166. And Dara, if you have nothing else you would like to say, I would like to play the song by Pieces by Bethany Schmidt. So do you have anything else you would like to say, my friend?
Actually, how do you get to the airport from Windsor Avenue?
Which airport are you going to? Are you going to Bradley Airport?
Yes. And I'm ignoring my driver because she's just sweating it out. And I'm really at one with you.
Yes.
And she's driving around in circles. I just happened to catch on the corner, but that's okay. I don't care.
No, just tell her to continue straight until she's going to see the exit that tells her about Bradley Airport.
That's my dear.
She's on 91 North. She's supposed to be on.
You got it, girl.
All right.
I'll see
you girls later.
I hope so, Daphne. I love you. And
I love you too.
All right, baby.
Bye-bye. I love you. Safe trip.
Thank you.
You're welcome. That was my dear friend Dara Masinko, who's calling to express her sentiments. And while I wait for other people to call in, I just want to go ahead and share this song for you by its Pieces by Bethany Schmidt.
Around me, remember.
Bethany Schmidt, Pieces. Live your own life. That is to say, where you are, as you are, with what you are, and with who you are. Accept the situation in which you find yourself and try at the same time to adopt it. You cannot escape from it. You heard us, the dialogue between Dara and I and Shari and I, and we were expressing about friendships and relationships and all of that. And each of us enter into these relationships and situations uniquely. And we by no means live each other's situation. But so long as we make it the best situation it is for us and for the other person, that is what is important. I want to encourage the people in the chat room to give us a call. The number is 646-915-8166. I can't acknowledge you by name because I don't know who you are. I would love if after the show you would register and mark my show favorite so at least I can call your names. But listen, give us a call here, 646-915-8166, or type a comment or remark in the chat room and let me read it. And for those of you who are just joining me, yes, I am on later than I normally is because we had some technical difficulties this morning. And we are now doing the show until 2 p.m. And today's segment is dedicated to my lifelong friend, Professor Clive Nicholas Brown, who went home to be with his creator. So, the number again is 646-915-8166. Give us a call. And while you wait, I think I'm going to play this song more again, which is also by Bethany Schmidt. And we'll give you time to muscle up the courage to call in, 646-915-8166. And you guys in the chat room, let me hear from you or type something. Ladies and gentlemen, again for the second time, Bethany Schmidt with more.
Mm-hmm.
Bethany Schmid with more. Mahatma Gandhi says, "My work will be finished if I succeeded in carrying conviction to the human family that every man or woman, however weak in body, is the guardian of his or her self-respect and liberty, and that this defense prevails through the world be, though the world be against the individual resister." Wow. 646-915-8166. Let me hear from you. Today's show is devoted and dedicated to my lifelong friend, Professor Clive Nicholas Brown, who went home to be with the Lord. And if there's anybody on that's listening from Jamaica, give me a call. If you are a student, past student of the professor, or anybody, call. Let's hear from you. I'm sure the way he touched Dara's life and Sherry's life, and it was just one occasion, I'm sure he has touched many more lives. So let me hear from you and those people who called in this morning when we were having difficulties. Please call in again. I would love to hear from you. Yes, we oftentimes says, if we knew. we would do this, and if we know, we would do that. So I just want to encourage everyone, let us stop living our life and thinking about if we could have and if we should. There is a quote here about change. What is change? One form appears and another disappears. And this happens in our life and on our life journeys and in relationships. Can we say that the butterfly used to be a caterpillar? A substance in the caterpillar takes on the form of the butterfly. So we ask the question, what changes? And as we ask that question of ourselves, we need to be the one that change. Because a lot of times things happen in our lives and we are waiting around for others to make mend and for others to make the change. But instead, let us be the one to make the change. Let us be the one to take action in whatever needs to be changed. Remember a couple minutes ago you heard us mentioning about the now. I want to encourage each and every one of us to remember each day when God bless us with the rising of the sun. After we give him gratitude for this new day, a day that we have never seen before, the next thing we need to commit to is to make a 100%, take 100% advantage of the now, the present. Not 4 o'clock, not 5 o'clock, not 6 o'clock, not next year, not tomorrow, now. Because this is all that is promised to us, the present, now. It is very important because a lot of times we put our lives on hold. We put our families and loved ones' lives on hold for later on. Later on, which is not promised to anyone. Not promised to anyone. All we have is this moment, the now. What do we plan to do with it? Are we taking advantage of it? Are we taking the time to give personal attention to the people who are dear to us? I know now that we are in the digital era, and a lot of times we tend to replace personal contact with texting or with email. But what I want you to do, take the time. I'm not saying that we should push aside the new technology. But what I'm saying, let us not use it to replace the personal contact that we need to give to those who we care about. We know that things will happen, and we oftentimes or sometimes will be in disagreement, but make amends before the sun set. I know growing up as a child in Jamaica, I always hear the adults saying, oh, don't let the sun go down on your heart. You have to make ends meet. And now I'm here telling you on their New Day show, today, the 20th of April, 2011. Be aware, do not let the sun go down with your wrath, because you may never get the chance again to tell the person you love them or to tell the person that you are sorry. I want to welcome guest 9376 to the chat. If you want to call, would you like, not if you, would you like to call in and make a comment or remark about Professor Brown, the number to call is 646-915-8166. If he has touched your heart in any way, we want you to say that. If you are a past student, co-worker, or whomever you are, we would love to hear from you. To grow is to go beyond what you are today. Stand up as yourself. Do not intimidate. Do not pretend to have achieved your goal and do not try to cut corners. Just try to grow. So, do what you can, the best way you can, in everything and every way that you can. Oftentimes we wait around to get things just perfect. Listen, don't do that. Enjoy everything now. Enjoy the best that you have to do. Just enjoy it. I want to read another quote. I tend to like Tagore a lot. And I want to welcome guest 9410 to the chat. Please feel free to call in at any time, 646-915-8166. And express whatever it is that you would like to express about Clive. If he has touched your life in any way, any funny things, anything intellectual, we all know how intellectual he was, and he just commanded and used the English language very well. So if there's anybody out there who wants to call in, let me hear from you. Again, the number is 646-915-8166. And another writing from Tagore. And it reads, man is sitting out to satisfy needs that mean more to him than simple nourishment and clothing. He is embarking on a rediscovery of himself. The history of man is that of his voyage toward the unknown. In this search for the realization of his immortal self, of his soul. So, we all know that we are a spiritual experience living in a human body. And each day as we wake up and we just embrace the now, we find out that a lot of the stuff that gets into the way of us having fun and enjoyment will not be there. Simple. We all need to get back to basics. Let's just get back to basics. You know, I oftentimes look back over my childhood and I talk about growing up in Jamaica. And we didn't have all this stuff that I have now that's getting in the way. You know, growing up, I didn't have electricity. I didn't have TV. We didn't have a car. We didn't even have a radio. But just sitting with the elders, the older people, and they, by them telling us about our ancestors and growing up, there is such wealth of information we all gather from those little meetings and family gatherings. And now I look and families, they don't, not too many families have conversation with each other because there's so much stuff that gets into the way. Is either people are overworking or working too many jobs and neglect the children. The children go to bed and wake up and didn't see the parents when they go to bed the night before. We have a caller. Caller, your last four digits are 6471. Would you please state your name and where you're calling from?
George, calling from Connecticut.
Hi, George. How are you?
How are you, Daphne?
I am hanging in there, and I'm doing the best I can. As you know, that today's show is dedicated to my dear friend, Professor Clive Nicholas Brown. And you know, because you were my chauffeur when he transitioned home, you took me down. And we had your lovely bride on earlier on the show, sharing her sentiments. And you know, although it was just one time she met the professor, she had just fallen in love with him, second to you. And, you know, I just love you too, George. And I know we are family, and I thank you for calling in. So let the rest of the world hear what you got to say.
Well, first of all, I need to tell you that my wife and her driver did find the airport.
Thank God.
Yes, I heard she asked for directions. But I'm not going to take up a lot of time. Again, Dara and I both met Clive once at your birthday
mm-hmm.
party.
Mm-hmm.
And he made an impact on us. His strength, his demeanor, and it just, he must have touched a lot of people's lives like
mm-hmm.
that. I watched him through your happiness.
Mm-hmm.
Hearing the Cinderella story of, mm-hmm. you know, everything that happened
mm-hmm.
and how you guys got reunited,
mm-hmm.
it did my heart good to hear
mm-hmm.
that. And, you know, he must have, again, affected and touched a lot of people in this
mm-hmm.
world. And
mm-hmm.
if he touched them just a fraction of your expression and how he touched you as a friend coming back
mm-hmm.
into your life,
mm-hmm.
He's got an amazing legacy.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's, again, not knowing him, that's really all I wanted to say. I'm sure
mm-hmm.
that man left an amazing legacy, and that's
mm-hmm.
what our job is here
mm-hmm.
on this planet. God put us here to touch other people, and it's mind-boggling to think the ripple effect that this man had
mm-hmm.
On this planet, and
mm-hmm.
I think that's great. I listened to Dara. I loved hearing her talking to you, and I don't want to take up a lot of time. I'll let other people call in if they have the opportunity. But that's all I wanted to say.
You know, George, but before you go, and I just want to thank you for the kind words and sentiment. If you would say all this thing that we are going through, because I know it is safe to say we are going through it, because I know all of my friends are going through it with me. If there are one, two, or three things that you would say you are learning from this to continue with the relationships that we still have in our lives, what would those be?
Well, I'll tell you, I think the biggest thing is that everything we do in life, no matter how small, no matter how brief the meeting, and I'm referencing the meeting that we had with Clive,
mm-hmm.
Makes an impact in some way, shape, or form on somebody else's life.
Mm-hmm.
And just to think, his brief, a pebble in the pond,
mm-hmm.
Ripple that he... You know, we had an encounter with him.
Mm-hmm.
Where that's going right now,
mm-hmm.
you know, through the airwaves, through the
mm-hmm.
internet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, his effect is still out there.
Yes.
Even though he's not, his effect is still out there. So I
his
think
legacy.
All of us have to know
mm-hmm.
that a kind word, a smile. Even, I was walking through the airport just last week, and a gentleman dropped his cell phone, and he just walked right past it and didn't know it.
Mm-hmm.
And I turned quickly and tapped him on the shoulder and pointed out he dropped his cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, "Oh, thank you very much," and that's it. But those kind of meetings that we have with people, they make an effect.
Yes.
No matter how brief, no matter how small, they make an effect. And
mm-hmm.
and this man, Clive, I believe, has made a huge effect
mm-hmm.
on a lot of people, especially being a professor. I mean, he
mm-hmm.
had the opportunity to teach and affect young minds that
yes.
His legacy is going to go on for as long as this planet lasts, as long
yes.
as this world lasts. I mean, it's going
right.
to go on forever.
Mm-hmm.
Forever.
Yes.
It's a good thing. So
it is a good thing, yes. Yes.
I don't have three things. I
yes.
have one thing, and the
yes.
one thing is that we should really be mindful of everything we say and do and just...
Yes.
Yeah, you know, like God says, you know, you live in love, and
that's right.
That's what it's all about, and you'd be surprised how many people you can affect.
Yeah, in spite of, you know, before you go, George, last night his another very good friend of him, Mr. Ivor Lawson out of New York. They've been friends forever, and there's a group of men. I think it's 9 of them, and I think one went back to Jamaica, and now Clive died, so I think it's 7 of them. And Ivor called me last night in the midst of their working on the program and everything for the memorial. And there was so much joy and laughter because they had it on the cell phone on speaker. And there was so much joy and love going on as they chose what scripture they want to use and everything. These men stepped forth and they are working on it with a lot of love. With a lot of love. And that's amazing. And as you say, his legacy will continue. Because for 30 years in the educational system in New York City, it's not one, it's not two, it's not three. Many lives have been touched. And we can only pray that as the news hit them that he is no longer here, that they can find one thing that he imparted to them that they can use to begin to create their legacy.
Absolutely.
Because
absolutely.
We are all not perfect. We are human beings. And as long as we remain in the now, we will continue to always give our best to the people that we encounter. And we need to do this not because there is something in it for you, because a lot of people go into relationship looking to think, what's in it for me? But instead, look at what it is that you are bringing to the table. You know, in the business world, they say what you come into the table with. And it's the same thing in our personal relationships. We are to say, well, this is what I'm doing. This is what I'm going with. I'm going to add value. I'm not going to look for value to be added to me, but I want to add value. So with that being said, George, if you have nothing else to say, I want to thank you for calling in.
No, you're welcome. My pleasure.
Okay. And that was my friend George Masinko. You heard his lovely bride on earlier on. And I am now going to play one more of Bethany Shimi's song. And Bethany, I'll tell you about Bethany. Bethany lost her mom to breast cancer. And this song she wrote for her mother's illness. So Bethany Shimi with Mama. I'm not sure why I'm not getting it play here now, so we are going to just good.
Little pink ribbon on her
Bethany Schmidt and Mama. The question of whether or not there is a God, or truth, or reality, or whatever you like to call it, can never be answered by books, by priests, by philosophers, or saviors. Nobody and nothing can answer the question, but you yourself, and that is why you must know yourself. Immaturity lies only in total ignorance of self. To understand yourself is the beginning of wisdom. I must tell you, my friend, Clive Brown understood himself. He knew who he was. And I am happy to say that before he transitioned, he knew who God was too. So, for those of you who are listening, you can rest assured that you who are believers, you will get to see him again. You heard Dara talk about, I'm going to be cooking in heaven because we are going to be living in the same duplex. So we will all be seeing him again, and we will be having a grand old time. There is still time for you to call in. The number is 646-915-8166. This is the voice of Dynamic Daphne. And I was listening to one of Clive's email yesterday, and he said, oh, Dynamic Daphne. This is Dynamic Clive, he says. And I'm sure you will agree with that. And how could I disagree? And all I can say now, I'm just happy I did not delete this message, because now that I can listen to them, they warm my heart dearly, and I can just have them for the rest of my life to just listen to and to laugh at just the silly things he said that I did not think that was so important, and I saw them funny. Another thing, another message he left, and he said, you know, Dynamic Daphne, queen of the empowered soul, he said. I am Clive Brown. He says, I have a lot of equity, so I am not settling for mediocrity, he says. Would you call me? Most obliged. Thank you. And I just listened to it, and I did not delete it, but I was happy to go and to re-listen to that message again. You know, I remember when I was at the hospital the other day with him, he looked at Carol. Carol is his nurse, and he looked at her and he said, you know what she said to me this morning? And she said, who, sir? He said, the queen of the empowered soul. And, you know, it's just those little things. And he just wanted to use the handle. He didn't say anything to her that I said. And he just laughed. And just the little things, you know, the little compliments and just the little statements, you know. He said to me the other day, I was carrying his coat to hang it over my arm, and he said, why don't you put the coat on? I said, Clive, that's a man's coat. I don't want to put it on. He said, honey, just put the coat on. I put the coat on, and then he said to the security man, he said, doesn't she look like royalty? Doesn't she look like a queen? That's my coat, and yet on her, she looks like royalty, and she looks like queen. And I'm telling you, Clive Brown, I am proud to be your queen, my brother. I am proud to be your queen, and I just look forward to seeing you in heaven again. The number to call is 646-915-8166. Let me hear from you, please. We have another 15 minutes remaining, and we would love to hear from you. I know he has a lot of old-time friends out there in New York, 646-915-8166. Please call. I want to share this poem with you. Let me see. This is yours. Take the power to choose what you want to do and to do it well. Take the power to love what you want in life and love it honestly. Take the power to walk in the forest and to be a part of nature. Take the power to control your own life. And one else can do it. No one else, excuse me, can do it for you. Take the power to make your life happy. Remember, you only have now. You do not have any other time but the now. So take advantage of it and utilize it the best you can. We have 13 minutes remaining, and I want to share Reaching for Rainbows. If we don't ever take chances, we won't reach the rainbows. If we don't ever search, we will never be able to find. If we don't attempt to get over our doubts and fears, we'll never discover how wonderful it is to live without them. If we don't go beyond difficulties, we won't grow any stronger. If we don't keep our dreams alive, we won't have our dreams any longer. But if we can take a chance now and then, seek and search, discover and dream, grow and go through each day with the knowledge that we can only take as much as we can give, and we can only get as much out of life as we allow ourselves to live, then we can be truly happy. We can realize a dream or two along the way, and we can make a habit of reaching out for rainbows and coloring our lives with wonderful days. My friend Clive, I want you to know that I found rainbow in your presence, and I'm thankful that you helped me, my friend, to color my life. And this I do promise you, I will continue to help others to find their rainbow. I am committed to helping them to color as many lives as they can. I know that although I want you here, I know God has a plan for you and that He wanted you there with Him. I love you. I will always have you in my heart. I'll treasure you, my friend. And I will see you in heaven. And for you, my listeners, please treasure the friendships that you have. Do not let one day go without you telling your loved ones how much you care, because you may never have the opportunity to tell them again. I am so proud that I was able to devote this segment to my dear friend, to my lifelong friend. And who knows, there may be other shows that's dedicated to him. And as George says, if he has even done a ripple to the impact that he has made on their life in one meeting with others, his legacy will go on. And I'm committed to carry on his legacy. As I've said before, he started his life with me in 1965. He ended his life with me in 2011. What a legacy, what a treasure. What a legacy, what a treasure. I want to encourage you, my listeners, go out, begin to reach for your rainbow, help others to color their lives and the lives of others in their community. Remember, the only thing that you have is right now. You don't have later on. You don't have 10 minutes from now. You have only now. And what you do with it, it's up to you. You are in control. It is your responsibility to carve the piece of artwork. It is your responsibility to weave the tapestry like only you know how. Remember, I don't want you to leave this world without your music being played, without your love being experienced, without your joy being felt. So if you are one of those who are holding back on yourself, and we have a caller, so I'll have to get this call. Caller, good morning. Your first three digits are 516. Would you state your name and where you're calling from, please?
Yes, this is Evans Gardner calling in to express my deepest condolences and sympathy for the late Professor Clive Brown.
Thank you so much. I'm so glad that you caught the last 7 minutes, but you can catch the entire show on the archive. And would you share with the listeners, you have at least 5 minutes, and you can take as much of that as you want, what the professor meant to you, sir?
Well, as a fellow student with Professor Brown during the 70s, both the undergraduate and the graduate level,
mm-hmm.
he was always an inspiration vis-a-vis his intellectual powers.
Yes, yes.
He would always challenge the status quo. He would always challenge the social fabric, the political structure, and whatever dogma there is.
Yes, yes.
He always provided his student and his colleagues and friends the utmost desire for intellectual intrigue.
Thank you.
When all is said and done,
yes.
he was a tower of strength.
Thank you.
One of the best among the best.
Thank you.
And as a dear friend of mine for 41 years.
Thank you, Lord.
On behalf of my other friends and associates, to
yes.
his family, our deepest sympathy for his sad passing.
Yes, yes, yes.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity to express my sincere gratitude to a dear friend of mine.
Thank you so much. And I look forward to meeting you at the service on Tuesday. I am so blessed that you took the time, because I know you are busy and you took the time to call out. And I just want to treasure that so, so, so very much.
And thanks again for having me.
Thank you. It was a pleasure. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Bye-bye. So that was amazing. A friend, a colleague, and even a past student for 41 years. So at least you all got the affirmation that what I have been saying all morning, I was speaking truth. And we have another 5 minutes. And just in case someone else is going to call in, I want to remind you the number is 646-915-8166. And for those of you who probably just joined, today's segment is dedicated to Professor Clive Nicholas Brown, who is a longtime friend of many and colleague. You heard someone just call in. who he has been associated with for 41 years. 41 years, guys. That is a lifetime. 41 years. And you may not have 41 years, but you have now. What do you plan to do with now? Only you can answer that question. Only you can answer that question. But what I want to encourage you to do is to take the opportunity now. Do not put it off. Do not leave it for later on, because all you have is right now. You may not have 41 years. You may not have since 1965 like I have. As a matter of fact, you can't have 1965 again because it's gone. But you have right now. You have this moment, 1:55 p.m. on April the 20th, 2011. What are you planning to do with that? I want to tell you that you are created for a destiny. Do not allow anyone or anything to take you off of your path. Remember, someday somebody will be calling in somewhere to say that the impact that you have had on their lives. So I encourage you, my listeners, my friends and supporters, make a difference right now, beginning now. I thank all those people that call in. I thank all those people who will visit the archive. And we will share the link with everyone so they heard the full segment. I want to encourage you to follow your destiny. Stay encouraged and keep me in your prayers.
For showing me,
showing me.
mercy.
Hallelujah. And directing me.
And directing you need.
Speak to it. My destiny. Come on, you declare it to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I speak purpose tonight. Hallelujah. You will open that business and direct it. Hallelujah. To my destiny. I know what I'm here for. Tell the Lord, thank you. Hallelujah. For every trial that came with this name. Hallelujah. For every struggle that came with this name. I'm mighty grateful. I said I'm mighty grateful. See the breaking of day. It's destiny. That I know what I know. You may not be able to touch it right now. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Hallelujah. Can you see it? Can you feel it? Everybody. You're going into a new dimension tonight. You'll never ever see it again the same way. You'll never ever touch it again the same way. You've been called with a great call. It's a monumental call. You've been called to change